Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. We got a really cool topic for you today, one that you guys specifically requested, actually, IT management. But we're going to be looking at it kind of from a different angle today.
That's right.
Get this, through the lens of soccer strategy.
You heard that right.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, it might sound a little unusual at first, but believe it or not, there are some really cool parallels you can draw between the way a winning soccer team works and how a really successful IT department operates.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're diving into today. So the deep dive today is inspired by this article we found that uses the Spanish national team's offensive style as a model. Think Luis de la Fuente, their coach, this relentless focus on attacking, right? And the author's making the case that IT departments can learn a lot from that approach.
Yeah. And, what's so interesting here is how that offensive mindset actually translates to the world of IT. It's all about shifting from constantly being reactive to problems to proactively anticipating them. So instead of just sitting around waiting for a product request to land on your desk, an offensive IT team would be analyzing user data, trying to spot those potential pain points before users even know that an issue exists.
So it's almost like IT becomes this proactive force within
Yeah.
the company, always on the lookout for ways to improve and optimize.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah, precisely. And
It actually connects back to that agile principle too.
of maximizing the work not done, but instead of just aiming for simplicity, this offensive approach achieves it through early engagement with everybody involved. So let's say you're developing a new software feature. Instead of waiting for, this super detailed requirements document, the IT team would proactively start collaborating right away with the product owner, the end users, right from the very beginning. And they would dive deep into understanding why this feature is needed, exploring all the different solutions, and even using rapid prototyping to test out ideas really quickly.
Oh, so what you're saying is this early engagement helps the IT team get ahead of any potential problems and basically make sure that they're building the right thing right from the start. That's really smart, but
Yeah.
wouldn't that require, I mean, this proactive approach? It seems like it would involve a lot of effort up front, maybe even add more work for the IT team initially.
Yeah, that's true. There is definitely an initial investment involved. The article actually calls it the hockey stick effect. So imagine implementing a new automation tool for managing your infrastructure. So first, you got to invest a bunch of time in choosing the right tool, obviously. Then you got to train everybody on your team and then configure it to fit your specific needs. That's that upward curve of the hockey stick. But once you get past that initial hurdle, the benefits really start to kick in. You're automating all these repetitive tasks, which frees up your team to focus on more important stuff. And that ultimately means faster deployments, fewer errors. It's like that long tail of efficiency and cost savings you get with the hockey stick effect.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good way to visualize it. So you're basically saying it's kind of like playing the long game, right? Invest in the right processes and the right tools early on, and then you reap the rewards later.
Exactly. But we also got to remember that making this shift requires the right people and the right resources. You need a team who's comfortable with this proactive, collaborative way of working. And sometimes that might mean bringing in outside consultants who have experience in agile methodologies or specific technical areas. They can help guide you, provide training, and really kickstart that whole transformation process.
It almost sounds like building a successful offensive IT team is a lot like building a winning soccer team. You need the right players, the right training, and a really solid game plan.
That's a great analogy. And speaking of teams, another key parallel the article draws is the importance of teamwork and collaboration. I mean, just like a soccer team can't win if everyone's just doing their own thing, IT projects really thrive when you've got that effective collaboration between IT and all the other departments.
And in my
Yeah.
experience, that's often where things fall apart. It's like you get this us versus them mentality
Yeah.
between IT and, say, the marketing department or sales. And that lack of trust and communication, it can really sabotage a project.
Oh, absolutely. And the article goes beyond just saying avoid negativity. It really stresses building a foundation of mutual respect, which means recognizing that both IT and the other departments, they both bring important expertise to the table. So open and honest communication is key. Instead of just throwing requests over the fence, you want to have cross-functional project teams where IT and business stakeholders, they're working side by side from those initial brainstorming sessions all the way to the final implementation.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's about creating that sense of shared ownership and
Yeah.
working towards a common goal. But
Yeah.
building that kind of collaborative environment. That's a whole other topic in itself.
You're right. That's definitely a deep dive for another episode. There are so many great strategies out there and tools to help teams work better together.
Okay. We'll put that on our list. But for now, let's stick with this soccer analogy a little longer. The article also talks about flexibility and adaptability, which seems super important in IT, right? I mean, things move so fast.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So imagine a soccer team where everybody just rigidly sticks to their assigned position, no matter what the other team does. It would be a disaster, right? And the author's point is, that's exactly what happens when IT departments get too rigid in their processes, their roles, and even how they define what they need. It just stifles all innovation, and you end up with solutions that don't actually meet the needs of the business.
It's not about blindly following, you know, some predefined set of rules. It's about being more agile and adaptable in adjusting your approach based on the specifics of each project.
Exactly. Think about it this way. You're working on this project and you're halfway through, and then suddenly you realize that a key requirement was based on, you know, an outdated understanding of user needs. A rigid defensive IT team, they might just dig in their heels, insist on sticking to the original plan, and end up delivering something that's completely irrelevant. But an offensive team, they embrace that change. They work together to reevaluate the requirement, and they adjust the solution. And that might mean going back to square one, running more user tests, or even exploring different technologies.
It's recognizing that change is going to happen and having the flexibility to adapt.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've definitely been on projects where that lack of flexibility caused major roadblocks.
Yeah, it's a common challenge.
Yeah.
And it shows why this shift to an offensive mindset is so important. It's about giving those IT teams the power to be proactive, to collaborate, to adapt. And that ultimately leads to better results for everyone.
No, I'm curious about this other point the article brought up, this whole idea of promoting creativity within IT. I mean, we tend to think of IT as purely technical, but there's got to be room for innovation, right? And out-of-the-box thinking.
Oh, absolutely. But the author really emphasizes that creativity needs the right environment to thrive. It's not just about telling people, okay, be more creative. You need to build a culture where ideas can flow freely, where people feel comfortable taking risks, trying new things, and where if something doesn't work, it's seen as a learning opportunity, not a failure.
So it's about creating this safe space for people to brainstorm, explore new possibilities without being afraid of being judged or criticized.
Exactly. Think of it like a brainstorming session, but one that goes beyond just coming up with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's about IT and the other departments coming together, bringing their different perspectives and expertise, and really developing innovative solutions.
That actually makes me think about how IT can use new technologies, which is something the article touches on too. It's not just about keeping up with the latest trends. It's about understanding how these technologies can be used to, you know, kind of reshape how you define what you need and maybe even come up with solutions that weren't even possible before.
Yeah, that's where it gets really exciting. So imagine you're working on a project where you need to streamline this really complex business process. An offensive IT team wouldn't just look at automating the existing steps, they'd explore how new technologies like AI or machine learning could completely change how that process actually works. And that could lead to even greater efficiency and effectiveness.
Wow, that's a really good point. It's about seeing technology, not just as a tool to implement solutions, but as a way to spark innovation and solve problems creatively.
Exactly. And this all connects back to how important it is to encourage continuous learning within IT. Encourage your team to stay updated on new technologies, go to conferences, experiment with new tools and platforms. All of that feeds into their ability to think creatively and come up with truly innovative solutions.
This has been super insightful. We've covered a lot from being proactive and collaborative to being flexible and creative. But I gotta ask, okay, we've got this amazing game plan, this offensive approach to IT. But how do we actually make it happen? I mean, it's one thing to talk about it, but actually putting it into practice in a real organization with all the existing structures and processes, that's the hard part.
Yeah, that's where the real work starts. And that's actually what we're going to talk about next time. We'll dive into how to turn all these concepts into actionable strategies. And that involves leadership, change management, and just being ready for the bumps in the road that come with any big transformation.
Okay, so make sure you guys tune in next time. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back soon. To explore the practical steps involved in bringing this offensive IT strategy to life.
Looking forward to it.
All right, see you guys then.
Yeah, see ya.
Okay, so we're back. And now we're going to talk about, you know, how do we actually do this? How do we take this offensive IT strategy and implement it in a real organization? Because, I mean, it's one thing to talk about it, but actually putting it into practice, that's where it gets tricky.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about bridging that gap
between
theory and practice. And the article gives us some good advice on how to actually do that. One of the key points it makes is the importance of having a clear vision and a well-defined plan.
So it's not enough to just say, okay, we want to be more offensive. You got to be specific about what that actually means for your organization.
Exactly. It's like the Kirby. You're developing this detailed game plan for your IT department, just like a soccer coach would for their team. So you got to ask yourself, what are the specific goals you want to achieve with this offensive approach? Is it about making your customers happier, delivering projects faster, maybe cutting costs? You got to clearly define those goals and then figure out the steps you could take to reach them.
So this initial planning phase is crucial for setting everything up for success.
Absolutely. And just as important as the plan itself is getting everyone on board. I mean, your leadership team, of course, but also the IT team members themselves and all the other departments that they'll be working with. You need everyone to understand why you're making this change, the benefits it'll bring, and how it'll affect their work.
Right. You can't just force this new approach on everyone from the top down. You got to get everybody on the same page.
Exactly. And that's where communication is so important. You got to be clear about the vision, address any doubts people have, and show everyone the positive impact this shift will have on their teams and the whole company.
And I imagine this also involves some training, right? Like giving the IT team the skills they need
to work in this more proactive and collaborative way.
Absolutely. That might mean providing training on agile methodologies like Scrum or Kanban, helping them improve their communication skills, or even teaching them about specific technologies that are key to this offensive approach, like API development or automation tools. It's about giving them the tools to succeed in this new environment.
It's not just about changing processes. It's about investing in your team, giving them what they need to thrive. Now, speaking of processes, I'm kind of curious about how this offensive approach might change how IT teams define what they need from the get-go.
That's a great question. One of the problems with that traditional defensive IT mindset is that it often leads to this rigid adherence to predefined requirements. It's like you're following this strict recipe, even when you realize you're missing a key ingredient, the article argues. That an offensive approach needs a more flexible way of figuring out those requirements. So instead of treating those requirements as set in stone, you're constantly evaluating and refining them throughout the whole project.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that those requirements aren't fixed. They change as the project moves forward, as you learn more, and as the needs of the business evolve. An offensive IT team, they understand this, and they build it into their process. They keep talking to stakeholders. They use rapid prototyping to test things out. And they're always willing to revisit and revise those requirements as needed.
It sounds like this requires a lot of trust between IT and the business side.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where those cross-functional teams we talked about earlier really come in handy. When you have IT and business people working together from the beginning, sharing what they know, and iterating on solutions, you create an environment where defining those requirements becomes much more collaborative and agile.
Right. So it's not just about IT taking orders from the business. They're more like strategic partners, helping to define the problem and explore all the possible solutions.
Exactly. It's about using IT's technical expertise to find the best solution, not just the most obvious one. And that often means challenging the status quo, thinking outside the box, and being open to new ideas.
That reminds me of what we were talking about earlier, this whole idea of promoting creativity within IT. It seems like this offensive approach really encourages that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. When you give IT teams the power to be proactive, to collaborate, and to adapt, you create an environment where creativity can really flourish. They're not just taking orders anymore. They're problem solvers, innovators, key contributors to the company's success.
It's about changing how people see IT from a cost center to a strategic enabler.
Exactly. But we got to remember, this shift requires a change in mindset, both within IT and within the entire organization. And that brings us back to leadership. The article stresses that to successfully implement this offensive approach, you need strong leadership, both within IT and at the organizational level.
So you need leaders who not only get the value of this approach, but who will actually champion it and create an environment where it can succeed.
Exactly. Leaders need to set the tone, communicate the vision, and give their teams the power to embrace this new way of working. And they also need to be willing to invest in the necessary resources. whether that's training, tools, or even bringing in outside experts to help guide the transformation.
So leadership plays a huge role.
Absolutely. But even with the best leaders and the most detailed plan, it's important to remember that this is a journey, not a destination. There will be challenges along the way, unexpected obstacles, and times when you need to adjust course.
That's where the flexibility and adaptability we talked about earlier becomes so crucial. It's about being open to feedback, learning from your mistakes, and constantly improving.
Exactly. Remember, even the best teams face setbacks. The key is to see them as opportunities to learn and grow, not as failures. It's about having that growth mindset, embracing challenges, and always trying to get better.
So it's not about being perfect right away. It's about making progress, trying things out, and evolving your approach. Yeah, I bet. Celebrating successes along the way is important too, right? Like acknowledging the team's hard work, that helps keep everyone motivated.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing all the effort that goes into making this kind of transformation work and celebrating those wins, both big and small, as you go along.
So now I'm curious about how do we measure whether this offensive IT strategy is actually working? What are the signs that it's actually delivering value to the company?
That's a great question. And it's one we're going to explore in just a bit. Sure. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. To dive into those metrics of success and wrap up our deep dive into this fascinating topic.
Okay, so we're back and ready to tackle that big question. How do we actually measure if this offensive IT strategy is working? We've talked about all these ideas, but how do we know if it's really making a difference for the company?
You're right. We got to go beyond just talking about it and actually see some real measurable results. And the article gives us some good tips on how to do that. It suggests focusing on metrics that are directly tied to the goals you set for your offensive IT plan.
So like if one of our goals was to make our customers happier, we'd need to look at things like customer feedback, those net promoter scores, or even just how many support tickets we get for specific IT services.
Exactly. Those are all really good examples of metrics that can show you how well IT is meeting the needs of its customers. And those customers could be inside the organization or outside, right? The key is figuring out which metrics matter most for your situation.
Okay, that makes sense. And how about measuring efficiency? We talked about how investing early on should make things more efficient later, but how do you actually track that?
Well, there are a few key metrics you can use for that. One is cycle time, which basically measures how long it takes to complete a specific task or project. If an offensive IT team is using agile methods and automation tools, they should be able to cut those cycle times down a lot. That means they can deliver solutions faster.
So we'd be looking for a shorter time to develop a new feature, to roll out a software update, or to fix a critical issue, right?
Exactly. Another important efficiency metric is resource utilization. Are you making the most of your IT team's time and skills? Or are they stuck doing manual tasks that could be automated? By using your resources better, you can free up your team to focus on more important things, you know, things that drive innovation and get better results.
So basically, measuring success is about connecting those metrics back to the goals you set in the beginning. If you wanted happier customers, are your feedback scores going up? If you wanted more efficiency, are your cycle times going down? And are you using your resources better?
You got it. It's all about showing a clear link between your offensive IT strategy and the good stuff it's doing for the organization. And don't forget to tell everyone about those successes, too. When you highlight the progress you're making, it reinforces the value of this whole approach.
So you're not just proving it works in theory, you're showing that it's a practical, effective way to make IT a true partner for the business.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole offensive IT strategy so exciting. It's not just about doing things differently, it's about doing them better, getting better results, and creating an IT organization that's more agile, innovative, and focused on the customer.
Well, this has been a really great deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, from that soccer analogy to the practical steps involved in transforming an IT department. Hope you guys found it as interesting as I did.
It's been great talking about this with you.
And to our listeners, we want you to keep thinking about this. What stuck with you from today's episode? What are your thoughts on this offensive IT strategy, and how could you use it in your own organization? We'd love to hear your ideas and experiences. Until next time, stay curious and keep diving deep.